Today we're going to talk about a great way for your county to get national recognition and participate in one of NACO's longest standing programs, the Achievement Awards program. For 45 years, NACO has recognized innovative efforts in county government through the Achievement Awards. These awards provide an excellent opportunity for winners to promote their successes to a larger audience and share best practices with their partners and peers. As a non-competitive awards program, each application is judged on its own merits and not against other applications received. Awards are given in 21 different categories, culminating with an award celebration at the 2015 NACO Annual Conference and Exposition, which will be in Mecklenburg County, North Carolina. We sat down with some of NACO's officers to talk about the value of the Achievement Awards to counties across the country.
My name is Sally Clark, and I am the first vice president of the National Association of Counties. For the past decade, I've served as a county commissioner in El Paso County, Colorado, the home of Pikes Peak.
In 2014, El Paso County, Colorado was recognized for their achievements in human services.
During the spring of 2012, employees at the El Paso County Department of Human Services realized that many children were not sleeping in their own homes. Particularly, too many children were removed from their homes and placed in congregate care settings, also known as a group home or residential treatment facility. Numerous studies indicated that children who stay at home with their own families or in a family-like setting are less likely to become involved in the system and more likely to lead healthy and productive lives. And so, in the summer of 2012, El Paso County, Colorado's Human Services Department, with support from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, implemented the Families Matter initiative with the goal of reducing the number of children in congregate care environments and emphasizing that placing these youth in a family-like setting was more beneficial.
The Families Matter initiative helped align the values of numerous community organizations and thus contributed to the decline in the ratio of congregate care placements by 13.1% at the end of calendar year 2013. The actual number of children in congregate care was reduced by 45.6%, 206 in March 2012 and 112 in December 2013.
The program has led to a better determination of what constitutes adequate placements and has reduced the number of children in congregate care. Through the development of this process, we rethought how we assess foster families and placements in El Paso County, Colorado, with the goal and result being that the number placed in congregate care is significantly reduced.
The county's commitment to raising the standard of care for children in group facilities and their collaborative approach to community-wide problem solving makes El Paso County's Family Matters Initiative a great model for other communities to look to in developing more robust human services programs.
While no two counties are exactly the same, there are certain issues that are relevant to all of us and certain challenges that we all face. The Achievement Awards program is incredibly important to NACO as an organization because it helps us collect an inventory of model programs around the country to share with our membership. For counties across the country submitting applications, it's also an opportunity for them to get national recognition for the innovative work they are doing in their communities and serves as a model for other counties across the country.
I'm Brian DeLoge. I'm a Leon County Commissioner and I am the NACO second vice president.
For the past few years, Leon County has really seized the opportunity to gain national recognition by being an active participant in the NACO Achievement Awards program, walking away with a total of 7 winning programs in 2014 alone.
The Achievement Award program has been a great opportunity for Leon County to showcase the innovative work we're doing with the community as well as with our employees. And in the last 2 years, we've won awards for 8 programs in various categories, including emergency management and response planning, information technology, criminal justice and public safety, and parks and rec, just to name a few. And the great thing about the awards is not only does it provide great local, regional, and national attention for our county and its programs and recognition, but it's also a great way to recognize our staff's hard work and help the other counties find solutions for the problems that we all share. I think one of the things that NACO does better than a lot of associations is share best practices. It's been great for Leon County to serve as a national role model and to provide solutions in other counties, to help our peers and partners, and to promote innovation in local government. County departments should apply for achievement awards as a tool to further promote their programs. The application process is simple and it's straightforward.
Well, that's all the time we've got for today, but there's still time to nominate your innovative program that modernizes county government, increases services to citizens, and serves as a model for other counties to replicate for a 2015 Achievement Award. We've just announced a deadline extension of April 10th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. For more information on the application process, deadlines, and to begin your application,
visit www.naco.org/achievementawards.